today's spoken edition of Wired.
It's been a long time since I've skied. Of course, the fun is in going down the mountain, not going up. But you have to go up to get down. So what's the best way of doing that in terms of energy and power? Let's examine a few options in an excellent example of physics in action. I can't believe I just said that. It sounds like it's straight out of a middle school textbook. Is this what I have become? In case you've lived your life on the beach and have never seen a ski slope, let me provide an introduction to chairlifts. You start at the bottom of a hill or mountain, don your skis, and wait in line. After what seems like ages, you get to the lift and carefully position yourself in front of a moving chair, which scoops you up. Boom! That's it. The chair, which hangs from a cable, carries you to the summit, where you must quickly dismount and hope you don't embarrass yourself by tumbling into anyone or anything. Simply put, the goal of a chairlift is to move you up an incline. Now for physics. This example provides two things to discuss. Work and power. The work is merely the change in energy of the skier. Assuming the skier starts and ends at rest, the only change in energy is the gravitational potential energy. This depends only on the height of the slope and the mass of the skier. It doesn't depend on horizontal motion, since it doesn't require any force to move the skier in this direction, assuming negligible friction. W equals mg triangle y equals mgh. What about power? The quantity of work is measured in joules, but power is measured in watts. Power is a measure of how fast you can work. If it takes a time interval of triangle T to ascend the slope, the power would be P equals W over triangle T equals MGH over triangle T. What is the work and power per person of a traditional chairlift? I offer some rough estimates. It's one thing I excel at because if I'm wrong, I can blame the estimate. Suppose the slope is 1,000 feet high, 305 meters, and it takes 4 minutes to ride with a skier mass of 70 kilograms. I can calculate the work and power. W equals 70 kilograms times 9.8 N kilograms times 305 meters equals 209 kJ. P equals 2.09 times 10 to the fifth power J over 4 minutes 60 seconds per minute, equals 871 watts. There, we have it. That is the power of a traditional chairlift for one person. If you want to carry more people, the power must obviously increase. But still, 871 watts per person is significant. Let's say there are 100 people riding the chairlift simultaneously. Not in the same seat, silly. This would require 87 kilowatts. That leads to a tough power bill, and assumes everything is 100% efficient. Where does this energy come from? That depends on the local power company. It could be generated from nuclear or natural gas, or something renewable. It depends. Suppose you want an off-grid ski resort. That would be pretty cool. But how would skiers ascend the slopes? What about some type of pedal-powered tram? Passengers get inside the train, after removing their skis, and start pedaling. No matter how you climb the slope, it requires the same amount of work, 209 kJ. Of course, normal humans can't produce 800 watts for 4 minutes. That's just crazy. What about something more reasonable, like 50 watts? Assuming a human can pedal 50 watts, I can calculate the time needed to reach the top of this slope. P equals W over triangle T, where triangle T equals W over P equals 2.09 times 10 to the fifth power J over 50 watts equals 4,180 s equals 70 minutes. That's more than an hour to climb 1,000 feet. What if you want to go up 3,000 feet? That would take over 3 hours. That's not such a great vacation, unless your goal is to get some exercise. Then you're in the right place. The perfect thing for an off-grid ski resort would be solar panels. Let's say the resort uses a 1 meter by 1 meter panel for each skier. What kind of power could you get from this, and how long would it take to ascend the mountain? Oh, just assume there is a train with an electric motor if you like. How much power do you get from a solar panel? Well, the best you can do for now is around 175 watts per M2. So, I will use that. Of course, since the ski lift will use a 1 square meter panel, it will produce 175 watts. But wait, there are some important notes. Solar panels only work when the sun is shining. Scientists call this time period daylight. The panel must be perpendicular to the sunlight to generate full power. Since the sun moves across the sky, the panel must also move. That's it. With 175 watts, how long would it take to climb the mountain? Using the same math, I get a time of 19 minutes for 1,000 feet of elevation. That's not super fast, but it's not too bad. The bad part would be using this at nighttime or in cloudy weather. I guess we should stick to traditional chairlifts for now. This article posted by Rhett Allain.
Hey, this is Andrew from the Spoken Edition team. I wanted to let you know that we just launched a new website at SpokenEdition.com. This new site has over 40 different shows from top publications around the web, all for free. So visit SpokenEdition.com, subscribe to a few new shows, and keep listening. Thanks.